It's the Morning Conversation on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. A presentation of Becky Holm, your insurance professional, focusing on Medicare, Marketplace, dental, and life.
Well, most of what we do at this time of the day is all pretty locally focused. Once in a while, something gets my attention out of the area, and this one's been happening for a long time. Yahats Lions Club with their annual crab feed event coming up in Yahats on the 31st. And David O'Kelly, president of the Lions Club, is on. David, good morning.
Good morning.
So talk about this event. Sounds like you guys put a lot of work into it.
Yeah, we've been doing it for over 30 years, and we use the proceeds from it to support our Oregon Lions State Foundation, Sight and Hearing Foundation, and specifically for us in our county, Lincoln County, we cover the additional cost of screening every student in the county for vision every year. And that's a program Oregon Lions Sight and Hearing Foundation started some years back. Last year, we just passed our 2 millionth student screened, and the results from last year, we screened about 193,000 statewide.
Wow. Big effort there. Now, talk about, for a moment, talk about Yahats. If somebody's not familiar with this, tell us more about Yahats.
So Yahats is described as the gem of the Oregon coast. We're a small community, about 800 people. But in the summertime, it's a very attractive destination, and the community swells to probably over 2,500 with people visiting. And events like this also in the wintertime with the crab feed bring people to our community to enjoy the Oregon coast.
And now, how long have you lived there?
We took over my grandparents' house about 10 years ago now, but I've been coming down here my whole life. My family is from Eugene originally, and so we've been here full-time 10 years now.
What do you like best about Yahats?
I like the community engagement. We're the only service club in town, and while we have a little over 40 members, we have a large engagement with the community, caring about people, providing service, providing fellowship. And I think community as a whole, that's a very important aspect of Yahats.
Well, if you have 40 people in an 800-person town, you've got 5% of the town dialed into what you're doing. That's pretty good.
Yes. We've been growing the past couple years and growing our service offerings. So I'll put another little plug in here. We have the Agate Festival coming up this coming weekend, the 17th and 18th. And the Lions Club just took over the sponsorship of that, and that will bring about 2,500 people to our town this coming weekend.
Wow.
So if you like agates and gems and fossils, it's a great place to come down to.
So the crab feed is on the 31st. Give us kind of some logistics, when, where, all that.
Yeah, so you need to purchase tickets in advance because we have to, about a week before, have to give our numbers to our provider of our crab. So you can purchase those online at yahatslionsclub.org. And they're $50 this year, and it's an all-you-can-eat. We brought that back last year, which led to a sellout last year. So we added an additional seating this year. So we've got, if you want to make a day trip out of it, you can come to our lunch seatings. They're at 12:30 p.m. They'll end approximately at 2, which would make it so you can make a day trip and drive during the daytime hours. If you want to make a weekend of it, we have 2 4 p.m. seatings, one at the Commons, which is the old Yahats School, and then one at our Lions Hall.
So how do people, because you said they need to do this in advance, how do people register or get signed up?
So they go to our website, and we have e-commerce on it, and you buy your tickets online.
Pretty simple.
Yep.
So you do the event. Obviously, it takes a lot of work. Crab, though, pretty popular from that area.
Yes. We have a large crabbing fleet out of the port of Newport. We source with, we've been sourcing our crab with from South Beach Market for most of the years. We used to cook it a long time ago. But so they guarantee us a price, which is usually a decent price. They clean it, they cook it, clean it, split it in half, put it on ice, and then we pick it up the day or night before the event.
All right. Well, boy, it sounds like a fun time. What if somebody's never had crab before, how would you describe it?
I would describe Dungeness crab as the best crab you're ever going to get. I've traveled a lot, and I think Dungeness crab is just supreme, especially off the Oregon coast. You know, it's a bit of work cracking the shells, but everybody has fun at the event doing that. You can bring your own alcohol to our event. We don't provide it, but if you bring it. And I would describe I've already had some crab this year, and it's sweet and tasty.
All right. Sounds really good. On the 31st of January, and again, people really need to get signed up by the week before, right?
Yeah, by going online. We've sold about half our tickets so far. And usually at the Agate Festival last year, in the middle of the month, we sold out of tickets. But again, we added an additional 140 seats this year with the additional lunch seating at the Commons.
All right. Well, hopefully another big turnout this year. David O'Kelly from the Yahats Lions Crab Feed. Anything else you want to mention?
No. Well, one thing. Just a plug for Lions International. We're the largest service organization in the world. We're in pretty much every country. We have 1.4 million members, and our motto is very simple: we serve. So if you want to serve your communities in any way you can think about service, Lions is there to make that happen.
All right, David O'Kelly, Yahats Lions Club, thanks for being on this morning.
Thank you.
All right, 8:39 at the Morning Report.